This is April the 27th, 1983, and I'm Reverend Harrison Roy Heskett from the Church of Revelation Astrophysics School, Honolulu, Hawaii. The chimes are ringing 8 o'clock. And this is Astrophysics Spiritual Dynamics, and we are teaching it at Seeker's Quest in San Jose, California. And tonight we are talking about healing and purifying and opening the channel for healing, how to manifest light and energy and make transmission over the nervous system and to another individual. Blessings. How are you all doing tonight? In your consciousness and in your awareness, the Holy Spirit represents crystalline consciousness. And the Holy Spirit is all-pervading and is interpenetrating as well as supporting all of the sustaining power of creation. To bring this to a physiological understanding, you might say that in your body you have physical atoms. These atoms make up molecules that make up the various organs and bones and blood and the various parts of your body. Each one of these organs has its particular vibration. Each one of your systems, like the bones or the circulatory or the respiratory or the glandular system or the organ system, the nervous system, the laya yoga system known as chakras, in your body you have these systems, and each one of these systems also vibrate in a particular chord or sound or vibration. And in order for someone to be healthy, these molecules, made up of all the atoms, must be all in harmony and letting energy flow freely. And so when energy flows freely, or life is flowing freely, without resistance, then we call it a healthy situation. Like when our money is flowing in our business, and it's coming in and going out, and we have enough to do things, we call that a healthy flow in the business. When we have love flowing between ourselves and another person in a good relationship, we call that a flow or healthy relationship. When the energy of life is flowing through this body uninterrupted without resistance, then we have a healthy body. But what happens is we start putting charges in our body to resist the movement of energy, and we do this by what images we hold of ourselves. Our own self-image is constantly being completed by how we hold that image. God gives to us all the same. And he gives us the same life. And there is only one life. It's God's life. And it's flowing in all things and through all things. But we may look at ourselves and not agree that we are okay. We may disagree that with someone, and that may affect us, and we hold on to that. And the way they think about us, we might take as not being okay. You try to please somebody and they're not happy with us, we may hold and say, well, there must be something wrong with me because I'm not pleasing this person or this situation or this goal or this desire or whatever the case may be, wherever you're setting your life. Then there's a resistance that is set up. The resistance takes this ease of flow and makes it dis-ease. So it isn't at ease any longer. So disease is the effect of resistance of life flow through a particular area of our consciousness or bodies of consciousness or physical manifestation. If we have a resistance of flow through our minds, then we have a mental sickness. If we have a resistance of flow through our emotions, we have an emotional sickness. If we have a resistance of flow through our physical body, then we have a physical sickness. So the whole thing is the resistance to life and the agreement with death instead of life. And some people are killing themselves by the agreement with death. They would rather die than someone see them a certain way. And they even perfect these things or say these things outwards in consciousness. This resistance can be self-demeaning and self-deteriorating, attacking this perfect image that we should hold of our consciousness. The master always holds the Immaculate Conception, the ability to give birth in purity to the ideas, to knowledge, to thoughts, to feelings, to actions. And so this concept of Immaculate Conception is important for you to hold this. Now, the Immaculate Conception pertains in the Christian ethic not to the birth of Christ, but the birth of his mother. And his mother was formed or manifested through the perfect images of her mother and father, holding her in the highest God consciousness and the perfect light. And so she came in as a pure enough being to give host to the Christ consciousness in the way of Jesus. And to manifest this power, she held to that Immaculate Conception. She believed in it. And when God talked to her and told her something, she believed this, even to the point of almost being stoned to death. In fact, Joseph took a stoning for her because she would not say to the Sanhedrin that she was pregnant by man and not by spirit. She said the spirit made her pregnant. And that was the virgin birth. And so they said, well, this isn't possible. This has never happened before. And so they decided they were going to stone her. But she never lost this image and never lost the connection with the truth. Dis-ease is many times losing connection with the truth. The truth of an experience, the truth of the way you are, the truth of the talent you have. And we don't stick to this truth and let it come flowing through. We live in a fantasy or untruth. We see it the way we'd like it to be, or what we want it to be, but not as it is. So, dis-ease comes into those individuals that cause a disruption to the flow of life, to the physical, to the emotional, to the mental or psyche, creative, individual, or universal bodies. There are some people that are sick in their human spirit. There are some people sick in their individuality. There are some people sick in their creativeness. There are some people sick in their psyche, psychologically sick. Some are mentally, emotionally, or physically sick as well. So we can have this dis-ease or not at one with spirit by creating a block, taking other suggestions, by letting something in us consume the energy before it manifests physically. Now, if you're constantly running energy into the thinking area of mind and the intellectual area of mind, figuring things out, reason, logic, correlation, calculation, judgments, opinions, all of these things of the intellect, and you're constantly getting the energy there, you may cause a block for it to not manifest in the emotions or in the physical body. And if you notice what I'm saying here, is I'm saying this life comes from above. It doesn't come from the base of your spine and the raising energy. What you have to do with that is to raise your vibration and reach for life. Reach towards life. Move towards life. And there is only one life, God's life, spirit, animating all things. As the spirit of God moves, this is the first manifestation man can really have any experience with. Because God in his pure state, unmanifest, boundless, infinite, eternal, not bound by any circumstances, time, space, or anyone's ideas or names or forms, man cannot relate to this because he's in a finite consciousness, and as long as he's subject to the finite consciousness, he can't really realize this infinite consciousness. There are a few that have broken the bonds of the finite consciousness to get this infinite consciousness. And they can do it on a daily, hour-to-hour basis. But that isn't true of all humans. And sometimes when we're working as a healing channel, we may only be able to hold that purity and perfection of ourselves as God experiencing, that pureness of spirit flowing in us, for a few minutes or a half hour or an hour. Maybe we can't do it all day long. But we start with the first moment within ourselves of this identity that we are spirit experiencing, we're God in action. And when you're working with this transmission, transmission of energy, of life, from one to another, the reason you're doing this is because that individual has lost connection with the source. And it's almost like they are consuming themselves. And as they consume themselves, they become littler and littler and littler in their own consciousness, in their own mind, because of this consuming of their own self. And the personality does this a lot, consumes its own self. It feeds off of itself with pride. It feeds off of itself with ego, individuality, I, me, and my consciousness. It feeds on itself with sensations. It feeds on itself with thoughts. And it just wants to have those things all the time. But in this transcendent stage of consciousness, above the ego, we are not bound and self-consuming that way. We are now a giving force rather than a taking and hoarding kind of force. A self-consuming individual becomes a hoarding kind of force. My space, my power, my life, my God, my everything, and everything else is outside of this. This is an illusion that depletes the consciousness. As we hold different types of images and qualify the inflow of our light stream, we can affect other parts of our being. Let's give you an example of a sickness and how it manifests. All of you are aware of cancer. And you know what cancer is, and what it does to people, it eats away at the cells around it. It takes the strength of those cells around it. But that isn't where it starts. It starts in a belief and a vision that takes the energy away from all other beliefs and all other visions. Let me tell you again. It starts at a point where you are seeing and believing, and that seeing and believing is so fixed and so bound that it takes the energy away from anything else that might come to it. It takes its life away. Then this manifests as a knowledge or experience that then takes the energy of your other experiences. Then it comes into the level of thought. And then we hold this one thought, it keeps nagging at us year after year after year. The same thought is coming, eating away, taking our energy of the other thoughts. Somebody might say, oh, you're rotten. So when somebody says, hey, you're good, this thought goes off, no, no, you're rotten. And it takes the energy of the good thought and immediately consumes it and redirects the energy to badness or negativeness or the destructive side. It takes the energy away from the good thing. And every time you have an accomplishment, instead of having an accomplishment that is whole and you can move with that flow, you have something there that takes that accomplishment and warps it or changes it or reverses its current and takes and brings it back to you in a way of a dis-ease. It's not flowing easeful now. So it's like one thought taking the energy away from other thoughts. When you'd rather be thinking about how beautiful it is or how wonderful the world is, this nagging thought is back there saying, you're rotten. And so as being rotten, you're only going to have rotten experiences in the world. You're only going to have rotten feelings, rotten thoughts. Everything is going rotten. It's like one bad apple can spoil the whole barrel. If you've ever lived on a farm, you know the truth of that one. Because I remember we lived on a farm back in Pennsylvania. We had these great big apple barrels. And for the winter, a lot of times we'd put those apples in those apple barrels. And you had to pick them when they were still just a little bit green. And you put them in those apple barrels. And if you pick them just a little bit on the right side, not too long, those things would start rotting. And the bacteria that had formed on the rot would take and start eating on the apple next to it. And then that apple would affect another one. And next thing you know, you might find a whole bunch of apples in one section of the barrel that are all bad. And if those things are down on the bottom, before you know it, you're going through the winter, you might get about just take about a quarter of your apples out, and all of a sudden you start finding all these apples are rotten. And you start digging down in there, and they get worse and worse and worse. So one little apple, or one negative thought, can take and ruin the whole barrel of thought, the whole area of thought. And then you won't want to go there. And you'll start trying to cut it out. And you know what happens if that continues Now you'll get it down to emotions, where a feeling will take the energy away from all other feelings. It'll be a bad feeling. And no matter what good is coming to you, the bad feeling will keep taking the energy away from the good feeling. And the next thing you know, you've got this manifested as a bad cell in the body, and it begins to take away the energies of the cells around. And this isn't something that happens like overnight. Thank God that we have a time lapse between our desires and their manifestation. Because if you had instant manifestation of every thought and feeling, what would you have done to yourself just in these last 24 hours? Have you been perfectly loving and kind to yourself? So if you had a negative thought that came into instant manifestation, what would you have done to yourself? You ever say, "Oh, I wish I was dead," or "Damn me for doing that," or something like this? I mean, you had instant manifestation. Praise God, we don't. Thank you, God, for taking that away, but as demonstration only. We take and we begin to identify and magnify an image that is not the truth of God's will for us. This becomes our will, because it's our thoughts that keep feeding it, it's our feelings that keep feeding it, it's our actions that keep feeding it, and you want to cut it out, and the next thing you know, you're going to a surgeon for a cancer operation, wanting him to cut it out. And if he cuts it out and doesn't relieve the vision and the belief and the experience and the thinking and the feeling of it, then it starts cropping up someplace else. It begins to pop up someplace else. So every time the individual tries to expand, they have this one fixation that has been built over years and years and years and given power. It's been given power. And that power, unless you overcome it, will destroy you. Now, all of the universe is waiting for your command. Whether it be a positive command or a negative command, the universe is constantly waiting to be called into being by the word of the Master. By the power of the spoken word, the Master calls creation into being. You, as master of your life, are calling into creation the things of your life, the being of your life. And so with every word you say, you are crystallizing this thought. As counselors or teachers or ministers or healers, we need to find out where this type of power is and bring in a greater power. But remember, you command both darkness and light. And if you call the darkness will come and serve you. But there's one thing about it serving you. Pretty soon, you are serving it, because whatever serves you, you serve. Whatever you serve, serves you. Take a look at this. If we serve God, God will serve us and work for us as long as we're working for God's sake. But as soon as we cut God out and we start serving some lesser consciousness, some dark force or power, that force becomes now our servant, but it also makes us servant to it. And if you continue to build that up, pretty soon it is more than you believe you can handle, because you've lost the identity of your infinite, eternal self and have identified with the finite, transitory self. Passing thoughts, the passing feelings, the passing beliefs, the passing experiences, all these things that are changing, the passing body, for it has changed, and it is changing right now. Cells are changing. So this is the key. One side of you is always dying. One side of you is always being born. Let me tell you this again. This is the key. One side is always dying. Another side is always being born. There are cells dying and new cells replacing them. That's the life and death cycle. And so as the old heart cell dies, a new heart cell is made. Now if you concentrate on the death side, all these new ones that's coming along have the image of the death side to reproduce. And so our bodies get older and older, more decayed, and do not produce in the Immaculate Conception, but produce in this negative image of ourselves. See, because all God wants to do is to please you. He loves you. He wants to please you. So he'll give you everything for your experience, but you have the choice either to concentrate on this light side or this death side of consciousness. On this part, it's being born every moment and being reborn and replenished every moment. Now, this is the side that the healer concentrates on. The side is being born. He lets death go to the death. Let that part die. But concentrates on the part where the new life is coming into being and holds the perfect image for those cells so they come in perfect. Do you see what I'm saying? We hold this image. And so the universe is rushing, both darkness and light is rushing towards us to fulfill us. And the darkness is taking away all the used stuff that sometimes we throw the baby out with the water. Have you heard that one? Don't throw the baby out with the water. Sometimes we throw the whole thing out and we say, my whole body is no good. And we forget that part of this body is growing and being born. And so what we do is we put an image of no good on the birth, and so we have these malforms. By malediction, malform. That's why we said, speak positively, feel positively, think positively, know positively, create positively, see positively, be positive until you reach that neutral universe, till you come off the death side of death, disease, and suffering that most of humanity is bound in. Most of humanity is bound in death, disease, and suffering. Instead of looking forward to the glorious transition into eternal existence by holding these negative forces, we say, I don't want to live forever in this kind of condition, because we are concentrating on the death side of the creation rather than on the light side of it. The light is the light side, and there's a light that is always giving of itself for the creation of all things, and that's God's Spirit going to all things. God gave of himself to all things. He gave his body to you. He gave the emotions to you. He gave the mind to you. He gave the soul to you. He gave everything you have to you, and he didn't charge you one single cent for it. That kind of consciousness came from man. It didn't come from God. The plan that came from God was the perfect exchange to throw away the old one and get a brand new one. To kick out that old one and to accept the new one. But instead we try to fix up the old one. You see? Instead of taking and throwing out that old image and accepting a brand new one, we're going to take and reshape the old one. We're working up with used life. It's used up. It's got to make its transition. It has to drop off each plane of its existence for everything to go back to its like kind to be renewed. And there's this constant flow, like an in-breath and out-breath. The in-breathing and out-breathing of creation. There's one point in your transcendent being, in your deepest meditation, where you see the in-breath and out-breath of creation. Where you see how things are being created and how things are being destroyed. And you'll see that there is a perfect circle, a wheel of life and death. But you are the one looking at it. You are not either one, neither life nor death, your eternal being. And every religious structure, every mystical training, every great school has taught this to you. But we still take the suggestions of society. We have cancerous papers, and cancerous magazines, and cancerous programming on the radio and on the television. Something taking the energy of something else. Fantasy taking the energy of reality. The little boob tube stealing your imagination and letting you enjoy somebody else's imagination, and some of them aren't very imaginative. But I see people, instead of selecting what's going on there, they sit there going, and whatever comes on, they're absorbing it into their consciousness. We take suggestions of hammers beating us on the head, acid in our stomachs, and you have to have this or that for relief. And as soon as you get one of those things, they have hooked you, saying, I need that for relief. What you need for relief is not to concentrate on the death side, but now to come back to the life side, and the life side is instant. It's right there, just as the death is instant. You see? Nobody dies over a long period of time. Their body may take a while, but they make transition in a breath. We might say between the breath, the out and the in breath. You ever watch somebody when they pass? It's over with a release. And most people read by out their mouth. Most people read leaving out their mouth. There are 10 gates in your body to leave out of. And what gate you leave out of will be the level that you have reached in the spiritual world. If you go out that bottom gate, the rectum, or the sexual organs, that's usually in an accident, someone is thrown out as a root chakra, and their spirit leaves by the way of the root chakra. Are you getting this? If it's a heavy traumatic emotional thing and they die of a heart attack or something, a failure or stroke or something under a heavy emotional stress, they'll shoot out the spleen chakra. Take a look at this. They go in argument. They go in a burst of temper, fire. They leave by that navel chakra. If they go in that psychic field, they leave by the heart. They leave through a creative expression out through the throat. But most people are leaving through that higher mind, through a creative expression, what they have created by what they have been saying about themselves. And they're taking the suggestions of others. If I took the suggestions of others, I would never accomplish anything on the spiritual path. So I look for those that are giving light in life, and I pray to God, and they're the ones that confirm. So then those that are caught in darkness and light cannot bombard me. I'm transcendent of it. If you're not there when it comes, you don't get hit by it. Why do you stay in that level of consciousness and get hit by it? If somebody's arguing with you and you just raise one level, you're not there to get hit with the argument. You're there having mercy on them, and compassion and love for them, and understanding and patience. And you're doing those kind of things rather than standing there arguing and supplying that level. We also have the gates of the two eyes, the two ears, each nostril. But the spiritual being leaves by the heavenly gate, goes through the golden gate, into the pearly gate. To the pearly gates, from that golden gate of their crown, by that little small hole in their head, they leave by that means rather than by other means. So how are you going to do that? You practice in this life. You practice breathing in and out that crown chakra in the brow chakra, and you put your attention there rather than down in the lower levels of your consciousness. and you realize you're always the king of your universe, or the queen of your universe. You're the master of your universe, and the controller of your destiny. And you do it by what you let your life become. Because every one of us is getting pure life, pure spirit. And it's how we use that spirit of God, that life that God is breathing into all of us, and how we qualify it is what we are. So when we see that we're pure channels and God is flowing through us, He loves us, then love is flowing through us, life is flowing through us, His truth is flowing through us, His wisdom is flowing through us, His purity and His perfection is flowing through us, His sustaining power, His Christos, His Christ life is flowing through us. You cannot eat something without it becoming part of your body. And as you eat it, it goes in and makes or some meat or something like this, it becomes part of your body temporarily. And you extract the life from it in what is no longer. Needed, you excrete. And if you didn't excrete it, you would soon pollute your body. Some people have stored up pollutants